Case W907. Today's patient, Marie Etsy, follows the nurse up the steep winding stairs to Mr. Barretta's workshop.
When she enters
the room, she sees a small, white-haired man sitting at a long bench. He wears a large apron with a bib over his day clothes, and he's mixing what looks like clay powder with water.
The room is surprisingly warm, and Marie is glad to be there instead of the cold, drafty ward of the hospital. Dr. Lerler had told her that the ulcers on her arm and forehead are very rare, and that she was carrying valuable information about her disease around with her. He also said that this information needed to be carefully preserved so that specialists like him, as well as the doctors of tomorrow,
needed to be carefully preserved so that specialists like him,
like
as well as the doctors of tomorrow, could learn about
the past
it.
6 months to cure
Marie
her.
Did not like to disappoint Mr. Lallier.
She agreed straight
because
away
he had been working so hard over the past 6 months to cure her.
Now that she is
when
here,
when he asked, she agreed.
Marie's body shudders involuntarily. She responds to
workshop.
Mr. Barretta's request
now
to come to the window
there,
and to stretch out on what looks like a narrow bed made out of wooden planks, draping a couple of thin, wet towels around her head
and
face.
The
mouleur addresses her directly.
Bed made out of wooden planks.
I'm going to take what's called
a couple
of
thin, wet towels over her head and face. The
mouleur
addresses her directly.
And it might pinch your skin just a little.
I'm going to take what is called the mould of your face.
Peering over his glasses,
kind of
he examines the angry red and crusted sores that blight her forehead
and
nose.
Might pinch your skin just a
this
little
might
as
sting
it
a little, he says.
Peering
as he
over
applies
his glasses,
a brownish resin to
he
the
examines
sides of her
the angry red and crusted sores
will stop
that
the hairs
blight
from sticking to
her
the
forehead and nose.
And hurting you.
This might
you.
Sting a little, he says, as he
after
applies
a
brownish resin
he applies
to the
what
sides
smells
of her
like lanolin all over her face.
Hairline.
With gentle,
but it will
steady
stop
fingers.
The hairs from sticking to the plaster
then,
and hurting you.
Reaching for two small
them.
Squares of rice paper
after a few minutes,
and wetting them with water,
he applies what smells
he
like lanolin
Marie
all over her face
her
with gentle,
and to keep
steady
them closed.
Fingers. Then
after
reaching
covering
for two
her
small
with
squares
paper,
of rice paper
Mr.
and wetting them with water, he asks Marie to close her eyes and to keep them closed. After covering her eyelids with the paper, Mr. Barretta starts to smooth a thick, wet substance on her forehead and all around her eyes as far as the tip of
her
nose. Marie recoils as the cold material
as she squeezes
meets
back
her
tears,
skin, and she
Mr. Barretta
her
tells her that she is very brave
near her eyes
and rising from the bench.
As
he assures her,
back her
that
tears,
the most difficult part
Mr.
of the
Barretta
job is
tells
done.
Her that she's very
tomorrow
brave
will be
and
much
rising
easier,
from
promises,
the bench, he assures her that the most difficult part of the job is done.
For now, it
tomorrow
will take about
will
half an hour
easier,
for the plaster to dry,
he promises,
so we
as
have
we have only
rest.
Your poor arm to do. For
feeling
now,
like
it will take about half an hour
her.
For the plaster to
Marie
dry, Marie, so that we have time to rest.
To panic.
Feeling like the darkness
I just
is
need
choking
to lie
her, Marie
and stay
breathes
still
hard
for a
through her
while.
Mouth and tries
she
not
to
panic.
Herself.
I just need to lie
she
here
can
and
already
stay
feel
still
her skin
a little while,
to pinch,
she repeats to herself.
What will happen?
But as she can already feel her skin
off.
Starting to pinch, she wonders.
Through
what
her
will
gasps,
happen when he
she can hear
to
Mr. Barretta moving
off.
Away from her towards the other side of
through
the room.
Her grasp, she can hear Mr.
Then there
Barretta
is a rustling of paper and a loud pump,
the side of the room.
As if some furniture
then
is being moved.
Is a rustling of paper and a
she
loud
hears
thump,
a few practice piano chords and then a strange, sad
she
melody
hears a few
drifts towards
piano
her.
Chords. And then a strange,
he calls to her
sad melody
that he's playing an old folk
her.
Song from the village of his childhood.
He calls to her that he's playing an old folk
this
song
is my
from
way
the village
of
his childhood.
For all that you are doing to
this
help me,
this is my
and Dr.
way of
Lallier,
thanking you, Marie,
to fight your
for
disease.
All you were doing to help me and
your
Dr. Lallier to fight your
piece
disease.
Of art.
Your face will become a piece of art.
And all the world
and all the
will
world
come
will come
to see it.